Throughout the 20th century, large investments of time and money were made to help restore big game populations across the United States. Many of these efforts were successful and continue today. However, that success may be short-lived. A new report from the National Wildlife Federation says climate change could negatively impact many big game species, such as deer, elk, and bear. Frank Selassi is the Great Lakes Regional Outreach Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation, and he helped compile the report. Frank Selassi, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. Happy to be with you.
For years, we've worked to restore big game populations in the United States. Tell us just a little bit about that effort, please.
Sure. Well, about 100 years ago, many of these big game species were hunted to the point of either extinction or near extinction through the 19th century. And the conservation movement started under President Theodore Roosevelt and others. He was moved by the big game and the declining numbers of big game that he saw out on the Great Plains.
And that he was responsible for, to one extent or another, if I have my history right.
That's correct.
He was an enthusiastic hunter, wasn't he?
No question about it. And hunting is where National Wildlife Federation traces its roots to the New Deal. We were the General Biological Survey under President Franklin Roosevelt, who often, in many cases, wanted to try to outdo his older cousin as president, and he collected birds as a young man, and so he was greatly concerned about wildlife, and he organized a conference of hunters and conservationists at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, where the Biological Survey started, and which spun off, as many New Deal programs did, to a private entity, which is now known as the National Wildlife Federation. So, this has been our subject of concern for many, many years, and we pulled together folks who had been with National Wildlife Federation decades ago to seek their input on what they've seen change in their favorite hunting grounds over the course of their life. And unfortunately, the anecdotes and the science point to a threat.
What big game animals are most common in Michigan today?
Sure. I have a lot of black-tailed deer, white-tailed deer. We have also some moose up in the Upper Peninsula. We're seeing changes in their habitat. Some of the trees that they had previously used to do winter bedding have shifted north as the climate has changed, and they've also endured greater stress from the parasites that are also moving into Michigan at a higher clip, thanks to the warmer winters.
What's happening to those populations, though? Maybe we should tick through a few of the better-known big-game animals here in Michigan, and you can tell us exactly what's happening to those populations. White-tailed deer, are they going up or down?
White-tailed deer presently are stable or going up, but that is somewhat of a the problem with the white-tailed deer is that as this population continues to expand, it is spreading hemorrhagic disease caused by viruses from the biting midges and insects called noceums. These longer summers are exposing more and more deer to these disease-carrying midges. And unfortunately, some of the ticks that also hop along on these deer bring Lyme disease and other threats to humans, other animals, including domesticated pets. So it's a very complicated story. Some animals are going to find warmer winters, generally to be better for them, such as white-tailed deer. Unfortunately, it's also better for the parasites that come with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the white-tailed deer is an interesting case in Michigan.
Which Michigan big game animal are you most concerned about vis-a-vis climate change?
Sure. Clearly the moose. The moose have been subject to considerable restoration efforts from Isle Royale to other parts of the Upper Peninsula. And the increase, the very, you know, the increase that wildlife managers have seen over the course of the past 10 years as a result of the, you know, the investment that the state has made into restoring the moose, those numbers are starting to level off. Scientists aren't exactly sure why. They do know that moose populations are declining rapidly across Lake Michigan in Minnesota, past Wisconsin and into Minnesota. And the moose population is leveling off so quickly, of course, that you know, Michigan had the opportunity this year to have an inaugural moose hunt, but because of the decline in the rate of expansion for the moose, the reproduction, wildlife managers and others just basically canceled the season. That also happened in Minnesota, and it's precipitous declines in Minnesota, precipitous declines in the upper New England area.
Drought is another major impact mentioned in this report. How would drought impact big game ecosystems in Michigan?
Sure. Well, you know, drought's going to put stress on animals in that they're going to have to move farther and farther to find water to drink. You know, water gets warmer, levels of toxins are also going to accumulate faster in the water. As the water drops, the toxins in the water become a greater share of as the water level drops, the ratio of toxins to water increases, and that's not good for animals either. Probably the largest impact on drought would be the some of the aspens and some of the other trees that are basically trending north. The range for some of these trees that deer have used for winter bedding are trending north, and it's leaving Michigan quite candidly with fewer trees for deer to bed in the winter, exposing them to more severe conditions at different points of the year.
We're talking with Frank Solasi, the Great Lakes Regional Outreach Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation, on the possible impacts to Michigan big game due to climate change. Are there any big game animals that might benefit from climate change in Michigan?
When you think about black bears in the Upper Peninsula, they're going to have to forage more out of their traditional habitat in search of food, often into areas of human habitation and development. Although wolf aren't big game, wolf numbers are increasing, and they're not exactly sure if there is a climate impact there, or whether or not they're pursuing the deer in other things that are expanding in certain parts of the state. It's hard to see what good can come from it. I mean, it's going to put greater stress on big game, and it's certainly putting greater stress on the whole food chain in Michigan's wildlands, from the Great Lakes to shallower lakes. And our streams and rivers.
Does the report recommend any action to help curb the effects of climate change?
It does, largely in a couple of broad categories. One, we need to address the underlying cause of our climate risk and cut carbon pollution as a state, as a country, and globally. There's a plan to do that. And we need to speak up to our elected officials to follow where the science is leading and take steps to cut carbon pollution. That means that a transition to cleaner and more secure sources of energy, and also energy efficiency. So there are a number of steps within that broad approach. Mm-hmm. The second broad approach is safeguarding wildlife and their habitats by promoting climate smart approaches to conservation, and that means factoring in climate in comprehensive planning, more money for research at Michigan institutions, and for researchers to come into the state to monitor.
We are out of time. We got to leave it there. But we want to thank Frank Solasi of the Great Lakes. He is the Great Lakes Regional Outreach Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. He helped compile the National Wildlife Federation's report on big game and climate change. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.